Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, July 24th, 2025. Registration is open now for a webinar that will be happening next Wednesday, July 30th at 7 p.m. The ACLU of Maine policy team invites you to join them for, quote, a comprehensive recap of the 2025 legislative session in Augusta. It was jam-packed with legislation affecting civil liberties across a variety of issues, from free speech and trans rights to immigration and due process. Learn about what happened, what's next, and how you can get involved. With the 2025 legislative session finally wrapped up for the year, the ACLU of Maine policy team is looking back at its work in the State House over the last year. Join us for an exciting recap session that will highlight this session's major victories, ongoing challenges, and what's next in the fight to protect and expand civil rights and liberties across Maine. End quote. That's from the American Civil Liberties Union's Maine chapter, and you can get more information and register for the webinar at aclumaine.org. As you have no doubt heard, WERU was among the public media that lost a significant chunk of our funding that had already been appropriated by the previous Congress when the rescissions bill was passed recently. Looking ahead to 2026, the Republicans hope to make more cuts. And here is the reaction from Shelley Pingree of CD1 earlier this week.
Now, this bill, like so many others, will continue the damage and the cuts that this president has done over the first 6 months of his presidency. I believe what he has done is illegal, these funding freeze and rescissions, and the compound damage he has done to our agencies and our states and communities is something we will be dealing with for years. This bill in particular at the EPA cuts the funding to the states for water infrastructure by 62%, cuts grant programs that fund our state environmental programs, and slashes the EPA by 23%. Nobody benefits when we make those levels of cuts. Our states still have to do the work of water infrastructure, of permitting. And the cuts in this bill, coupled with the rescissions in the Big Ugly Bill, will debilitate America's ability to address the climate crisis or to address our infrastructure needs or to make sure our vital needs in our states of permitting will be enacted. This presidency, this administration is no longer just in denial. It is actively dismissing the government's climate work and our vital environmental work. And this is work that needs to be done if we want to make sure we have a planet to hand over to our children and grandchildren. Now, at the National Park Service, this bill cuts $213 million. And this is in addition to what happened in the Big Ugly Bill, where nearly $500 million was rescinded from our national parks and our public lands. This is money that's meant to go to conservation projects and habitat restoration, and critical staffing at our national parks. This is our vital season for national parks, and Americans want to be there. And it is all compounded because we have not reauthorized the Great American Outdoors Act, which is another $1.3 billion that should be going for the maintenance backlog. This bill also funds the arts, but what a mess this administration has made of that. It was appalling to watch this administration illegally terminate thousands of grants at the NEA and the NEH. They fired nearly 80% of the NEH staff, and they revoked funding for our State Humanities Council. This is money that's meant to go to our communities, to our artists and workers, to kids in rural schools, to local economies that rely on cultural institutions and don't have a lot of other sources for funding. They've cut the Smithsonian by 12%, the National Gallery by 11%. By cutting these funds and sidelining anything that they deem artistically and culturally offensive, they are gutting our arts and cultural institutions. I am relieved and I'm grateful to the chair of the subcommittee and the full committee that funding for tribal programs didn't suffer the same cuts. And I appreciate that bipartisan cooperation and understanding of our treaty and trust obligation. This bill also has 72 poison pill riders going after environmental protection, undermining our climate policies, and adding to our deficit.
That was Congresswoman Shelley Pingree from Maine's Congressional District 1. She's a ranking member of the Interior, Environment, and Related Agency Subcommittee and was speaking out against the Republicans' funding bill for the 2026 fiscal year during the Appropriation Committee's markup earlier this week on Tuesday. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.